The way the Holy Ghost wrote it was that whoever comes in contact with this word and will take this word, this same experience they will have. So he says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He had sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of the vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called. So the people that I'm sent to, the people that I that we are praying that the rivers of our spirit is flowing out to this morning. The Bible say that they, where is the Lord? I know it's in three, but there's somewhere. The other part of three. That they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that they might be glorified. So so again, you are in this place, and you have this assignment on you today. This is you saying all these things about your good self, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, is upon me, and that the works that comes out of my life, that these people, the fruit of my prayer time this morning, will cause men to be called trees of righteousness. Because of my involvement this morning, it says that these people will not be saying, oh, these are the seed of soon coming, or these are the seed of Miss Regina. No, he said these people, because of my interaction with the Holy Ghost this morning and coming into this my place, he said it will be said of these people, they are the planting of the Lord. The hand of the Lord will be upon these ones who would never have experienced or see the hand of the Lord if I didn't get involved this morning. So my involvement this morning establish those things that sometimes we say religiously, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So my involvement this morning establishes it now. Says that when they see that woman, they see that man, they see the move in the church, they say, the hand of the Lord is upon that church. The hand of the Lord is upon this nation. The hand of the Lord is upon Israel. The hand of the Lord moves things around today in Israel. Why? Because you entered your place. And he went on to say of this, of the fruits of my involvement this morning. He says, and they shall build the whole wastes. What is a waste? It's not just your little child wasting water in the house. Is that there used to be a wonderful, nice place, and then there was ravages of war or something happened. So there is waste all over the place. It's hard for people to get proper drinking water. The living condition is terrible. He is saying by the activity of your spirit this morning, the people that are affected out of the rivers that came out of your belly, who have now become plantings of the Lord. Now, these things can happen in one day, because he said, can a nation be born in one day? In one day. that these people can now become so strong, and because of the thing that has flown out of me, out of you this morning, that they will begin to rebuild. And rebuild according to the will of God. They will rebuild those ruined cities. Families will be rebuilt. I mean, generations will be rebuilt. Generations that have been like, there's nothing we can do. It's just not possible. This is what runs in my family. I mean, I don't know. We don't know how to do this. I mean, it will be rebuilt. Amen. So remember the guy. So we have scriptures for this. The guy called Gideon. Now, he had a nice resume about himself. He said, I'm the weakest in my father's house. My father's house is the smallest in my clan. My clan is the smallest in the tribe of Israel. So he had all this thing. But God did not give up. Something came upon him, which is like what is coming upon us, or which is what is inside us that we have to activate. Something came upon him, and when he finally rose up, when he finally said, okay, God, okay, thank you for all the signs and wonders. I'm going to believe you now. The Bible said there were 33,000 people, no, not people, soldiers that rose up in Israel. Where were all these soldiers before now? They were all connected with Gideon. Gideon taking his place and finally believing, I'm a mighty man of valor. Because that was the message. God said, oh, mighty man of valor, I think you missed the address of, in case you don't know. And he kept that. He kept, and God is so gracious, just like he's gracious to me and you, every time, even when we feel like Gideon, and we feel like we are... Nothing can happen again. I'm childless. Isaiah 54. Nothing can be brought forth out of this place again. But God will keep at you. He doesn't give up. When you give up, he doesn't give up. When you turn your back on him, he doesn't turn his back on you. Always reaching out. That's why the Bible says his mercies are new every morning. Okay, I know you messed up yesterday, yeah, and last week you messed up. You took a vacation from me. I understand that, but new today. I'm new towards you today. I am here today. I'll take you today. Just give me something. I will take you. However, I want, just give me something to work with here. That is our God. And so this morning, things will happen through your involvement this morning. So let's continue to read verse 4. They shall raise up former desolations, and they shall repair waste cities. It's not just saying you and your wife. It's not just saying you and your kids. This guy's ministry or this lady's ministry is now on another level. Remember where he started? The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Now, he's talking about cities. He's talking about cities here. And desolation of many generations. So, this is you. This is me. This is me in this place. And... by faith, I step into this place because the Spirit of the Lord is actually upon me. And it's upon you. It's upon us this morning. The Holy Ghost is upon us. And all these things that he says he will do is actually available this morning. He's here this morning. And our prayers today, this morning, is going to affect generations. It's going to bring repairs to waste cities. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Do you remember in Acts of Apostles, chapter 1? Let's go to Acts of Apostles, chapter 1. I think it will be chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 1. Okay. And when the day of Pentecost, this thing happens in a day, when people finally accept it in a day. It doesn't take years for this thing to happen. Now, there's a build-up, but one day is coming. If you are feeling very sweaty and warm in your house, and you have a fan that blows, and the fan could be the industrial fan that could blow everything away, or it could be the small one that you put on your table or you hold it with your hand to your face so that at least you can get some air into you. That fan, one way or the other, has to be connected. You don't connect the fan and sit down there sweating and waiting for this fan to start up. Fan, I've been believing God for you to start up for the past 2 weeks. Will you now have made a lot of confession? Will you now start? Fan, I command you to start. No. Connect your fan to the power. And turn the knob to the speed that you want. And your fan will start blowing. And brings what? Refreshing to you. Okay. Now, you had that fan in your house, in your basement or your attic, wherever, depending on where you live in this world. You had it somewhere and you brought it out. It's been there all along. You finally plugged it. This thing happens to me and you. Plug ourselves into the reality of this scripture. It doesn't matter what they called you. Or what you called yourself before then. The day you wake up to the reality and say, Lord, I know I'm broke. I know, I'm broke because I say I'm broke. I need to repent of saying I'm broke because I'm rich. And you start turning those things around. And don't call yourself broke again. You say, let the weak say what? I am strong. Are you weak? Yeah, you feel that. Your body feels weak. Every part of you feels weak. But he says, when you are in that place, how do you change that place? Say something else. Amen. I am strong. Just like this man said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. I wake up this morning and the Holy Ghost is upon me. And because it's upon me, this and this and this and this and this and this are going to happen. Yeah, because it's upon me. This must happen. That's what the scripture is, a law. You say, receive, I pray thee, the law from my mouth. God was praying the guy. He said, receive, please. Just take this law, this word coming out of my mouth. If it is written, it's a law. It's a law of the spirit. You put it to work, it works. Now, some of us do more than the speed limit allows on this road. Some of us are guilty every day. Some of us, the only thing we don't do is honk on the other sister that is just maintaining her speed limit while I have a meeting to attend. And this sister is just like, Lord, I don't want that sister to know that I am the one, but I need to get somewhere. Sometimes they come to me and say, you move fast. I say, yeah, I had a meeting to go to. He said, then you need to get ready early. Okay, that's just me. So, okay. So, in this Acts chapter 2, it says a day came. they were all in one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind and filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of a fire and sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So something happened to them. Now, verse 5 says, and there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, comma, devout men, comma, out of every nation under heaven. So they were representative of every nation under heaven that were in Jerusalem that day. And if you read further, we saw the encounter of Philip talking to, where was that guy from? The Ethiopian Enoch. Okay, so but let me also, let's see what the scripture says here. Now when this was noise abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded because that every man heard them speak in his own language. Now this is not detached from the representative of all nations. This is the same people he's talking about. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? And 9 says, those are the places, Parthians, Medes, the Elamites, and the dwellers of Mesopotamia, and in Judea, and Cappadocia, and Pontus, and Asia. When we say Asia, it means Chinese people were represented in this place. So when we talk about, when the scripture talks about desolations of many generations, these people went back with this gospel to their places and began to build. And there are remnants of their churches, there are remnants of what they believed is the gospel. But what happened along the line, there was a desolation, just like you have in Iraq. He talked about Mesopotamia, he talked about, Egypt. I mean, those are some of the, if you go further, you will see some of the other places he's talking about. He says, 10, he says, Phygia, Pamgilia in Egypt, and in the parts of Libya, about Crene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes. Crates, Arabians. You know, we just read this thing sometimes. These people were all present, they heard the gospel, and they were representative of all those nations. God did not do it in secret. This was blown wide open. And these people heard the gospel, heard the tongue in their own language. Now, when God got their attention to hear their tongue, I don't think God will say, oh, good morning. How are you doing today? I hope you are doing very well. And your family, that could have been a part of the message. But I think these ones were being sent. Not that I even think, because an example, if you read further, it talked about Philip running to that man and with that miraculous thing, telling him, this is where you are reading. Get baptized. And if you read further, we hear Peter saying that this is what is written. The day has come. Now, some of these nations today, They will come to Jerusalem that time to seek God. They will come to Jerusalem and know that there is a presence of God here. Let's go to Jerusalem during the time of the Pentecost. And they were in that place. They will come every year. They will come and show themselves in that place. But God gave them assignment. Now, some of these nations are enemies of America today. They are enemies of Christians. They are enemies of the Jews. What happened? Desolations. The enemy came in. Desolations. That's why when you hear them talk in Syria, they were destroying old churches that were built several years ago. Desolations happened. Egypt heard the gospel. Ethiopia heard the gospel. Now we say, okay, yeah, Rehoboam came, filled with the Spirit of the Lord, and said, Africa must be saved. There was this gospel then that was in Libya, Africa. What happened? Desolations. That is why me and you in this time are qualified according to the scripture in Isaiah 61 that the people that come out of us, we build the waste cities and desolations of many generations. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So this is the time that we are in. Let me just read something here from Perry Stone. This is what Miss Iva has been, part of what Miss Iva has been reading. It says, entering prophetic season. This will be page 6, actually. Okay, she reads from page 8, right? Where does she read? She reads 3. Well, I read for that. She said that this one caught her and she just stayed there. So she can't kind of camp there. Okay, and yeah, I have the one that caught her attention and I also have the ones that caught my own attention. Okay, he says, as stated, scripture provides the evidence that angelic visitations are increased during prophetic movements and seasons. A prophetic season is a set time in history when God's sovereign plan for individuals or nations which have been predetermined in ages past in council room of heaven are released upon the earth, fulfilling God's purposes. In the Torah, we begin to see increased supernatural activities when Genesis introduced Abram, a godly man from Ur of Chaldean, the area of the modern Iraq. God's plan was to separate Abram from his relatives in Ur, bring him into Canaan land, later called Israel, and through his future son Isaac, birth a new nation that would serve the true God and eventually maintain a godly lineage for the future Messiah, Jesus Christ. Now, and he went on to describe, in those seasons, angels were guiding him. Angels were talking to him. Constant visitation because God had a plan. Does God have a plan for us today? He does have plans for this nation. He does have plans for you as a person. You, your very good self. He does have good plans. Wonderful plans. And one of his greatest desires is just for you to enter into that plan. For me to enter into that plan. And many things in our experience. Oh, so I can use this now. Yes, that's more helpful for me. Oh. Amen. Okay, this is good. This is perfect. Thank you, Jesus. So many things in that plan, the Bible says, eyes have not seen, That's 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Yeah. Ears have not heard. It has not yet come into the heart of man what God has planned for his people. But these things, the Bible says, are revealed by a spirit. Mm-hmm. So what you see of your life today, your wonderful life, your blessed life, we have seen part of it. So which means there are new things to come out of your life. New things. Because the Bible, I mean, it's a law. It says, eyes have not seen.
Hallelujah.
So we saw the capacity of Gideon rising up and 33,000 people, no, soldiers, rose up in Israel. Soldiers. Before now, they were all hiding. He didn't even say men stood up. Soldiers stood up. What about Deborah? I usually refer to her as Judge Judith. Some of you that watch TV. Why? Because she was just judging between the chickens and the goat and my son threw stone on your house. Oh, okay. And that was, the Bible says she judged under the palm of Deborah. So she had a location. She will sit in one place and judge. And people will bring matters and judge. But Bible says, if you read Deborah, that at one point, that Deborah arose.
Amen.
When she arose, she began to talk to Barak. And began to talk to generals. And there was war. And began to summon tribes of Israel. She's not talking about, you live next street over and they threw stone in your house or somebody threw paper in your house. No. It's beyond that now.
Come on.
The simple Deborah is now commanding generals. Is now calling all the tribes and scolding the tribes that refuse to come together. Deborah. And if you read her song, which that song opens up the operation, really, in the spirit. She was talking to stars. Some people interpreted that to be angels. And directing all that warfare in the heavenlies. And prophesied what was going to happen to the escaping king. Deborah. The Bible says, but one word was that she arose. One word that because I said this thing sometimes ago about Gideon. The Bible says Gideon arose.
Yeah.
Does that sound familiar to us? Isaiah 60? Mm-hmm. Arise and shine.
Yeah.
For your light is come. We read this thing and it's just, it's so nice. Arise and shine. Your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
Mm-hmm.
Is it glory? Glory? No. This is not. That's not what it said. This is that the revelation. When are you going to wake up like Gideon?
Yeah.
When am I waking up? When am I arising? The investment of God in me. Say, arise and shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, he said, look, which means the person was not beholding before now. They heard the message, they did some of their stuff, but there was no beholding. He said, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And he went on and went on and went on. And this only happens to those that arise.
Mm-hmm.
It's not to everybody.
Amen.
This 61 room that we are in this morning only happens to the man or the woman that will say, the spirit of the Lord God is upon me. And your body might not feel it. You won't feel any tingling. Sometimes you might. You might not feel any tingling. In fact, maybe when you even said it, it's as though they pour cold water on your head. It's like, okay, just cover me up, let me die. But that word, that association, what happened to Peter? He said, on the last day, it was a day. One day, the Lord caught him up. One day. Now, we don't know. Yeah, he said it was on the Lord's day. So, which means, I didn't go to Bible school. So, forgive me, all the Bible professors and Bible school people. But he said on the Lord's day. He didn't say on the second day of the vision. No, on that day, he saw the whole of Revelation. I may be wrong, but that doesn't help us right now. But there was a day that he saw something. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. So, hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for this time. So, this is the time that we are in, or our assignment here. This is Pastor Terry, 2003. He says, there are signs of the coming of the Lord, and these signs are pointing as to be prepared for the coming. In preparation for his coming requires a higher level of spiritual awareness and sensitivity to what the Holy Spirit is saying to the church. When Jesus dealt with John on the Isle of Patmos, repeatedly he said, let those that have hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Mm-hmm. Let's say that. I have ears,
and I hear.
I hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Okay, let me continue to read. And all of his saying had to do with the things that were to come. Correction, preparation, endowment of powers for the things that laid ahead. We have to be more alert in this place. So she is talking about this place. In this church, in this ministry, as we are assembled together because of the calling that is on this ministry and therefore this church. And she defines the calling here. It says, it is a ministry called not to touch the prophetic, not experience the prophetic, not have moments of the prophetic as any believer might, but rather to be a steady and constant force. Mm-hmm. A steady and constant delivery of the prophet's anointing. Your place here, though it is on many levels, multidimensional, a great portion of your calling here is to aid and assist the delivery, the function, the operation, and the increase of that anointing. Mm-hmm. So we will stop there. A great portion. Now, you know, as prayer, many of us came, I'm pretty sure that, and I think I can say that nobody walked up to this campus this morning. You drove one way or the other. Mm-hmm. And under that car, you just entered in there, and put it in the gear and got yourself into this place this morning. Many of us, and I believe so, you did not bother to pop the hood of the car and check the oil level. You didn't check the water level. You didn't check the brake fluid level. Power steering, you didn't check it. You just entered your car and came in here. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have to do that any of those things I just mentioned, on a daily basis, it means your car or you yourself, you're in trouble. Am I correct to say that? You buy cars because you don't want to pop the hood. So I'm saying that to say that in your place as prayer, you are running stuff, but not necessarily are you being clapped for. Not necessarily are they giving you a microphone and say, oh, hold the prayer, come on the stage and just pray and let us enjoy the praying today. Does that make you less important in the system? No. No. There was one woman that God hid for 84 years in the temple, and her job was to pray in the baby Jesus. God hid her in that place. She must have fought wars to remain in that place. Because I don't see how a woman will be living in the temple. She moved her from her house and moved into the temple. Bible says she lived in that place. Go and read the scripture. That's what the Bible says. It says she lived in that temple. They finally gave her a room, a living room, and a kitchen. They allowed her to cook in that place. So, if nobody clap for you, don't think you are not doing anything. Nobody needs to clap for you. In fact, the Bible says you got your reward right there. If you are dependent, now they can clap for you. Doesn't mean that you missed your reward. But if you are hoping, one of these days, Lord, they should at least recognize me. I mean, I prayed that. I prayed this. I did that, Lord. Nobody knows. No. It's not going to be that way. Amen? Because the moment it becomes that way, it means there's a problem with your vehicle. There is a problem with that place that you are attached to. If every day they have to say, oh, please, please, get the prayers together. Please, get the prayers. Are they praying? Are you sure they are praying? It means there's problem. It means there's problem. But if you are just doing your thing and you are praying, the prayer group is going on well, intercessory people are doing their thing, and everybody is, nobody, you might even be forgotten that you, sometimes many of us have not popped our hood open. Some people have never popped their hood open. They just know it's 3,000, my 5,000, my let me go and do the oil change. But if you have to pop it open every day, there's trouble. Hallelujah. So just to encourage prayers, so if nobody thanked you, or even you spent 2 hours praying with Miss Iva, and she didn't say, oh, sister, you are just a blessing. Thank you for everything you do. And you even wanted to say good morning to her, and she just looked away from you. Or you are talking to her, and she brings out her mirror and begins to fix. It doesn't mean that you are... Oh, you had this wonderful thing in prayer. It's so exciting to you when you got it. And you got to her and you wanted to tell her. And she's like, no excitement. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Or you start getting some new scoldings from there. Some new correction. You didn't even get a thank you. Don't worry about that. It means things are running well. All is well. Amen? Amen? Okay, so this year's prophecy, let's encourage prayers. Now, we have a lot of work to do, and you know, and you guys have been doing the work in your prayer groups. Intercessors have been doing great work there. So we have this 2020 prophetic word that we're going to be praying about this morning. The ministers' conference is starting on Tuesday next week. So definitely there are things we are going to be praying out, and we Some of those things has to do with change, changes, grace to change, grace to receive correction, grace to recognize and see, grace to move with the anointing. So we are going to be, I believe the Holy Ghost is going to be reaching, doing those things as me and you pray in tongues this morning. Okay, let me read the abridged version of this. Hallelujah. Will be a year of great change. And that was a full stop right there. Wonderful and magnificent changes in the kingdom of God in the earth. Changes that will come because of insight, ideas, concept directly from Jesus to his church by his mighty spirit. Glorious concept of how the law works, the law governing increase and financial prosperity, the law of the spirit that releases miracles and divine healings and manifestations of his almighty power on the earth. New concept of his love. It says new. So which means we got some concept in the past, but he's saying new now. His very person, the I am himself, for he is love. Insight into the true power and strength of his joy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for this assembly. Thank you for this year of new change. New things, change, this year of great change. We are in this year already, filled with the Spirit of the Lord, commissioned by your Spirit. Yes, Lord, we yield to the commission. We yield to the calling. We in prayer this morning, we yield to this calling to pray thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Yes, we yield in this place. We yield in this place, Lahande, Emakuria, and Abasi. Yes, Lord, we yield our tongue. We yield our members. Yes, we yield the language. We yield to speak the language of this time. Aha, yes. Oh, we speak the language of the country. We speak the language of the location. We speak the language of this time. The language of the people of this time. Yes, the things, aha, in the Borean and the Galatian. On the Vrista and the Barishan. Oh, yes, yes. We speak the language of this time. Oh, things that must be said about this country, that must be said about this church, the language of this church, the language of this country, the language of this nation, the language in Bronte Ella Granta. The Bronte Ella Granta. Yes, Lord. The grant. The language. Oh, Ramakadaka. The grants of heaven. The grants of heaven for this church. The grant of heaven for the church. The grants of heaven for this nation. The grants of heaven for Israel. Oh, the grants. The grants of heaven for the nations of this earth. The grants a la brando, ele branded. Yes, a branded. Oh, rakapata. Oh, steligo bronte ni kataya. As a pronte. Oh, seliganda. Oh, saliganda macadone le kamanga do colonde. Brocotele brancatile nation. Oh, Ramanga Tele Kanda Basha, oh, Rekanda Baru, Azengle, Orupa, Azeke, Azontia, Alenta, Aranta, Abagro, Osepa, Adikro, Ozampa, Rota Pati Kelo Monto, Rata Kama Telia, Ramatika, Ramataya, Romotoye, Ruma, Rama, Kode, Pale, Neto, Para, Kada, Ostekalaka. Ostekalaka, the Masoria, the Lekada, the Marusha, the Boruta, and the Vekania, and the Bresita, and the Vilonto, and the Braka, and the Vusi, and the Metea, and the Vusa, and the Kilia, and the Rata, and the Bakosha. Oh, Shepraka, Tata, 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 Tata.
the mysteries of this time. Oh, Jekuria, the Embaruka, the Ambarista, the Angerista, on the Gasha, on the Musi, and the Basi, on the Lika, and the Rata, and the Basha, and the Gusta, and the Bune, and the Lista, and the Bakoshi. The unveiling the Kosh, the unveiling the Marasha, the unveiling the Kasha, the unveiling the Mota, the unveiling Namako, the unveiling, ha 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 ha, yes, 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 oh, eshekereke, shekereke, oh yes, oh yes, oh the secrets that are known by few. Oh, the secrets of the kingdom that before now are known by few people. The secrets of the kingdom that before now are known by just a few. Oh, those secrets are here by now. They are now being declassified. For the people, for the church, for the nation, for America, the Avo Mareka, for America, Ropa, Sate, Gelam, Estekoroka, Ostokoroka, Embreke de Gebosa, Ambracadora, Rekaba, Miss Regina, Elebrese Camanta, Azela Proca, Braticada, Osapiria, Asakaria, Asekaria, 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 yes, yes, oh, the mysteries in Brother Copeland, the mysteries in him, the mysteries in him, the secrets in him, oh, that should be declassified at this time, Orabata, Orobote, Arabata, Arabote, Arabata, Koba, Rokapata, Rekepoto, Rekepata, Raka, ha, 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 oh, yes, 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 yes. Declassification process. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes. This minister's conference is a declassification process. Embracing of those mysteries that have been hidden in ages past. Those mysteries. Oh, yeah, why? Because these are the leaders of the church. And the Bible said in Acts chapter 2, devout men were in Jerusalem at that time. So these people came into an unveiling of a new day, a new age. And so this minister's conference, Araganda Moses and the Braced Kada, and the blood to Misha, and the gay Kologo, and the Batikeo, and the Vosikaya, and the Le Korodo, and the Parakato, and the Sika, 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 Safa, Sika Robadasha, and the Sikas. Oh, the Sikas they find. The Sikas find. The Sikas they find. The Sikas they find. Oh, Shekabarakada. Oh, Shekaregedege. Oh, Shekaragadaga. Oh, Shekarabagada. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, those things. Those things from the council room of heaven. Those things for this church. Those things for this ministry. Those things for the body of Christ. Those things that must be said. Those things that must be spoken. The mysteries of this age. The mysteries of this time. The mysteries of what we should be walking in. Yes, those mysteries that have been delayed. Oh, Lord, Erekandosha, your word say, no more delay. Your word said, no more delay. No more delay. No more delay. No more delay for the release of the mystery. No more delay. Oh, Shegrakatago, Ebreketo, Abrakati, Abrakato, Ambrica, Ambroco, Ambraca, Ambrico, Esego, Asaga, Asige, Asuba, Asilia, Osebo, Asaka, Adara, Osobo, Oh, Stalaka. These ministers will be called Oyebaka, trees of righteousness. They will be called, because we are praying this morning and we are in this place. They will be called the planting of the Lord, that God might be glorified. And these ministers, because the Spirit of the Lord God is upon them, because we have prepared this place this morning and we continue to build and continue to build on this place. Oh, Merekasa, miracle. Yes, chapter, I'm in Isaiah 61 verse 4 right now. And this minister shall build the hard waste. They shall build the hard waste in the regions that God has given them, in the location, in the places of their calling, in the places of their calling, on the places of their calling, the places, the full orb of their calling, the full orb of their calling, the full orb of their calling. Oh, yeah, they will build, they will build, they will build, they will build, they will build. Oh, we speak a building, we speak repairs, we speak building, we speak building into their life, we speak building. They are built up. They are built up. They are built up in the name of Jesus. And they shall raise up. This minister shall raise up. They shall raise up former desolations. They shall raise up former desolations. They shall raise up former desolations. And they shall repair waste cities. Oh, yes. Oh, Rekabaga, and the Gelibond, and the Baraketo, and the Berekoda, and the Burokos, and the Yah. Oh, Yebo Korobond. We break that bureaucracy. We break the hold of that bureaucracy over these ministers in the name of Jesus.
Oh.
They are called to build waste cities.
Yes, cities.
Waste cities.
Yes, yes.
Waste cities.
Waste cities.
And break Alagota. And break Kedosha. And break Alina. And Zeto. And Dalia. And Zoko. And Zipra. And Zapo. And Zeko. And Nita. And Dato. And Lima. And Sipo. And Raman. Orobo. And Sika. And Aban. And the Guru. And the Bokolia. And Zakana. And Oh, celebrate.
Look at that verse 3. He said to appoint. When the Spirit comes upon you as a prayer, you do the appointment. So we are appointing to all of these ministers. We are appointing to them. We are appointing to them. Hoshti Baraka. Beauty for ashes.
we say their lot has changed from ashes to beauty by the appointment of the Spirit of God. By the appointment of the Spirit of God. We appoint to them. Their Lord. We appoint to them. Their Lord. Henceforth, their Lord will be that of the oil of gladness. The oil of joy.
Yes, hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
For every place of money in their life.
Yes.
For every place of depletion of the anointing in their life and ministry. We are appointing to them today a place of abundance, a place of abundant anointing in the name of Jesus. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Let's work on that. It's to run the game. Just get that anointing. Just let it come in the Boria into you and out of you. And to them, as the guli and the barash, and the vruste and galam, as the gitire and the brata, elukoro bodosh, brakados alagada, the anointing, on the lipash, and the goros, and the barista, o jokolonde, is the noturia, as the kaburia, yeah. Yeah, yes, Sokomaka. The anointing is notorious for removing burdens and destroying yokes. So, all of you burdens, all of you yokes of unrighteousness upon these ministers, hear the operation of the anointing. Your yokes are broken. Broken by the anointing. The burdens that you have piled by lies and deception upon this man and woman of God, those burdens are removed by the anointing in the name of Jesus. And okay, you are not going to stop them. No, you are not going to stop them from coming. No, 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 you are not stopping them. You are not stopping them. It becomes easier now. Even now, it becomes easy for them to come now. We move those calendars. We all those clogs in the calendar. We move it off right now in the name of Jesus. We clear their calendar for the anointing. We clear those calendars for the anointing. All of the yokes, all of the burdens of those calendars are hereby taken out in the name of Jesus. Yeah, even the secret things the Lord knows. And so, those calendars designed for them to waste away. Those calendars designed for them to be stolen from, for them to be wearied of the call, for them to be beat up and beat up and beat up. Yes, those calendars are hereby cleared in the name of Jesus. We speak into them, new day. We speak into them the mercies of God that are new every morning. New mercies they see. New mercies they see. Yeah, even those that are under condemnation right now. Oh, by the mercies of God. By the mercies of God. They are recovered. They are recovered. 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 Recovered in the name of Jesus. Their lives recovered. Their families recover.
Their
marriage is recovered.
Yes. Ha, ha, ha.
We speak recovery.
Recovery.
To all of these ministers.
Recovery.
Recovery of sight. Recovery of sight. Recovery of sight. Recovery of sight. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison to them that are bound. Thank you, Jesus. Recovery of sight. Recovery of sight. Recovery of sight. Recovery of sight. Oh, their sight recovery. Their sight recover. Their sight recover. The size of this minister. The size. Oh, recovery of sight. Recovery of sight. Moshaparaka. We break that curse. That curse placed upon their life that says they are leaders. They are blind leaders of the blind. That cause is broken over this ministry.
Broken. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ha ha.
A new day of recovery.
Yeah, yeah.
Recovery of sight.
Oh, okay.
Where is that written? Where is the recovery of sight? I'm looking. It should be here somewhere.
Look for.
Oh, let's go there. Let's go. I thought it was in Isaiah 61. Okay, yeah, and I thought I saw it there, yeah. Okay, so look for 18. Okay, so it's the same. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Yes, Lord, we receive that. Recovery of sight to the pastors. Recovery of sight to the evangelists. New sight. Show them the light. Show them the people they are sent to, Lord.
Yes.
Recovery of sight.
Yes. Ha-ha.
Recovery of sight. Recovery of sight.
Oh,
brasa kalaba. Eyes to see the opportunities. Eyes to see the opportunities. Opportunities. Kalebrosa kalaba. Recovery of sight. Recovery of sight. Oh, ha-ha-ha. Oh, yeah, let me go. Yeah. And the lokomaka. And the boriangalaba. The Bible says, whosoever sin you forgive or you remit shall be remitted.
Yeah.
Oh, yele makaraba. Oh, yele mangaraba. Every one of these ministers who at one point or the other had an evil eye, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, we say, those evil are washed away from their lives. And we forgive them. We release them from every evil eye in the name of Jesus. And we speak restoration of their eyes. Restoration. For this is the year of the great vision. This is 2020 year. The year of great vision. We are speaking new sighting, new constant sighting of the glory place for their lives. Recovery of sight, recovery of vision, recovery of dreams, vision, recovery of sight, of assignments. We are speaking recovery. We are speaking recovery. Yes, recovery to the old, recovery to the young, recovery to the strong, recovery to the weak. Recovery, recovery, recovery. They recover all. Restore in the name of Jesus. Restore in the name of Jesus. Restore. Zaria, Jokuria, Jakra Gadogo Bakayaka Bakayo, Brekitendestala, Dole Krada,
Dole,
yeah, on the Reka Dajon de Bekaya, Brakado de Dadado de Kala, Dole Krada Dado Doko, Brekado Zeta, Shekelebo. Where is that scripture that talks about Daystar? Until the day star arises in your heart. I think, is it in 1 Peter or 2 Peter? And about the day star. You Google will help. We become lazy because of Google. But it's okay. We have more work to do now. That's why. Until the day star arises in your heart. 2 Peter chapter 1. Verse 19. Haha. Thank you, Lord. In the bongo ye mekandaka. Okay, we start from 18. He says, and this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy. Lord, they are coming. They are coming to the place you give in to the prophet, Brother Copeland. They are coming, Lord. They are coming, Lord. Brother Copeland has a more sure word of prophecy. The unveiling of the secrets, the unveiling of the things, of the things. That even you will begin to pour into the mouth of Brother Copeland as he opens his mouth. Secrets of the hearts of these pastors. Secrets into the things they are supposed to be working in. Mysteries unveiled. Mysteries. Mysteries that are for this time. Mysteries that are for this time in the regions that you have called these ministers to. Mysteries that are due. Mysteries that have been long, long awaited for them to rise up. Mysteries, Lord, we are asking for this. We are asking for this time. We are asking. We are asking you for it. For you say, ask and you shall receive. You said it, Lord. We said, oh, Lord, we agree with this law. We say this law is hereby now being enforced. Mysteries that are required by congregation. Mysteries that are required by regions of this nation. Mysteries that are required by regions of this world. Mysteries that Iraq should step into. Mysteries that Iran should step into. Mysteries that the men and women, people of Iran should step into. Mysteries that Israel should be working in right now at this time. Mysteries that our president should be working in at this time. Mysteries that the news media should stumble into at this time. Mysteries of this age. Mysteries of this age. Mysteries of this age. Mysteries of this age. What is due to us in this age? Oh Lord, yeah. What is due to us in this age? The inheritance of this age.
Yes, yes.
The endowment of this time, of this age, Lord. We are asking for this. We are asking for this. The endowment of this time. The secrets of this time. The language, the words for this season. Yeah, Lord, you taught us this. Jesus said that, don't you know the seasons? I cannot see, Lord. I can't see a man in hot Texas summer and say, why are you not wearing your winter jacket today? It is so cold. So their words, their languages, we don't talk winter in summer. Give the prophet the words that must be spoken in this season of the church. Words that is appropriate. Word that is appropriate for the ministers, these devout men and women that will gather on this Revival Capital Grand next week, Lord. The Bible said that you had men from all of the nations of the earth, and they were in Jerusalem. Everyone right now, Lord, we are speaking divine activation. Activation. Activation to every man, every woman, every child, every nation that must be represented on this grand next week, for this word that we have just asked you for this time that we have just asked you for this season that we have just asked you for, every man that must be here to participate, we are asking right now for a release from heaven to earth of the grace for them to participate in the name of Jesus. No man left behind. No nation left behind. Why? You ask why? Because we are asking. We are asking. Daniel asked for things that pertains to his time. And Lord, you did not only give him things that pertain to his time. You gave him things that pertain to our time, and you gave him things that pertain to the time beyond our time.
Yes. Yes.
We are asking you, Lord, for words that must be spoken now. We are asking you, Lord, for the language of the church now. The speech of, Lord, we are tired of speaking like babies. The Bible says when you ought to be men, you still have need that somebody gives you milk. We are asking, Lord God, for the words, for the wisdom. We are asking for healing in the church. Healing. Healing in our leaders. Healing, Lord. Healing. Physical healing, yes. But healing of deformed growth.
Yeah,
healing of deformity.
Yes.
Healing of when we ought to be men, still talking like babies.
Yeah, yeah.
Healing
yeah.
in our capacity to understand and comprehend and work and begin to do college stuff. No, not just college stuff. Begin to do application of what you taught us in primary school, in secondary school, in tertiary education. Application time. Not sitting down in our mother's basement, not sitting down in our father's house and not having a job to do. Things that the church should be doing. Things that the church must be operating in. Let it be, Lord. Let it be. Oh, that every yoke of idleness is broken. Every yoke of idleness is broken in the name of Jesus. For we remember the words of Jesus about that man that will wake up in the morning and went to the marketplaces and see those men hide and say, come into my vineyard. And went up again and say, come in into my... Lord, we want those voices strong. We want the compelling voice of the Holy Ghost that is supposed to be operational at this time out of the mouth of the prophet. The compelling voice of the Holy Ghost that is supposed to be operational out of the mouth of the pastors. The compelling voice of the Holy Ghost that should be operational out of the mouth of the teacher, out of the mouth of the evangelist, compelling them to come, compelling them to come, compelling them to come, compelling them to come, teaching, teachers that teach like the oracles of God. Rusapana, dengrupasa, brakatelo, brikatano, bakate, rukoto, rakadele, kashaka. You didn't leave Gideon. You didn't leave Gideon. So you are not going to leave us. You are not going to leave these ministers. You are not going to leave the church desolate. No. Because we ask you, Lord. We don't want to play around again. We don't want to play around again. In the marketplace, no. I do. No. No more playing around. No more playing around, Lord. It's a new day. And we recognize this day, Lord. Your word says, arise and shine, for your light is come. We recognize this day. We recognize this time, Lord. This is the time of the great change. And we are having the change. We are having the change. Celebrate the calabash. Oh, Lebringe, yes, celebration. Yeah. In the Gale Monster. Kende Bondele Mataya. Sale Bingo no Bokoshi. Hambrekeda. Thank you. Hele Bonseka. Hey. So we have also a more sure word of prophecy. Whereunto ye do well that ye take heed. Lord, we are taking heed. We take heed, Lord. We take heed to this prophetic word. We take heed to this next week. We take heed to your spirit from this day. We take heed. We are sending for this word of taking heed right now to all of this minister. We are sending for this word right now to all of the members of Eagle Mountain International Church to the heed word, to take heed this action of taking heed, this culture of taking heed. This new way, we wake up to the season of taking heed in the name of Jesus. We wake up to this season of taking heed as unto a light that shineth in the dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. Oh, Lord. Lord, Himakosha. Lord, we want the experience, the complete experience of the day star arising in our hearts. Muriangalen grace on the marsh. Guntelendri Pashaka Pada. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ore che mondo ro pasito. Hande baro kobere ketepa. And so, Lord, anoint him afresh. Brother Copeland, ya, ye no mo koshe kaba. Fill his cup to overflow. Fill the cup, Lord. Fill the cup. Let it overflow. Let it overflow. Yeah, let it wet the table. Let it drench the tablecloth. Let it pour on the ground. Embrace Sakala. Fill him up. Fill him up, Lord.
Yes, fill him up.
Undeniably fill him up. Undeniably fill him up. And they say, what has happened in this place is because his cup is filled to overflow. Let the very heart of this revival capital know that the cup of Brother Copeland, the cup of your anointing upon his life, is filled to overflow. Chikaronda baka. Jiriangene soprakadesh. Brengedelo ndos. Hayamanda. Hayamanda kode. Handa bele kosha. Handa barukote. Handa velote. Handa banishi. Handa brekata. Handa monos. Handa blita. Handa bosi. Handa gala. Ojo koria. Handa kene. Handa kano. Handa moti. Prasa. Prata. Moso. Pale. Gate. Rupa. Brahma. Rasa. Reko. Ruko. Raka. Rana. Selo. Kedo. Mata. Rombo. Shelly. Roto. Prataga. Osege. Asabege. Asagana, Asoga, Asagu, Asabakata, from all those distractions, all those noise. Noise, be gone from him.
Yeah, be gone. Yeah. Oh.
Be gone in the name of Jesus. Those noise and distraction and fashion. Be gone in the name of Jesus. Kalaman sende broko nama. Ahaha, ye monto. Oh! Shale gara bakasha. Me kalabrese kele. Unde bekasha. You know, in the Morocco, Jesus Christ said, what have you come to see? He said, a man in king's garment. He was talking about John the Baptist. He said, why did you leave your cities? And you, these Pharisees and all these people and the military, why did you leave your cities and went into the wilderness? Why? You wanted to come and see somebody in nice purple clothing? No. You came to see the anointing. You came to see the time. You came to see what must I do in the name of Jesus. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over Brother Copeland, Sister Gloria, Pastor George, and Pastor Terry in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over Sister Iva in the name of Jesus. Shele vraka and the broko sele vraka nama. Led na sokopa. Yes. Interaction with the anointing. That's what we come for. Interaction with your calling, Lord. Interaction with your calling. Iron sharpened iron. Oh, yes. Celebrande gomakasha. Oh, not just to see my friend. Oh, from Africa. Not just to see my friend from Asia. Oh, not just to see the lady I used to sit with all the time. Oh, did you come this year? Yeah, I came this. No. We have come to interact. For a transaction. We've come to do business. Business. Business of the kingdom. The business of the kingdom. That is what we are having this time around. Business transaction. Dilitoria na makasha. Oh, Father, we thank you. In the break on the calabar. And Father, we thank you for the connection that this minister conference has to this nation. The connection it has to Israel. And we thank you for those connections. Strong connection. Strong impartation. Strong one. And we will continue, Lord, in this vein. We will continue, Lord. Yes, even as you wake us morning by morning, we will continue, Lord. We will continue lebrando gramatation. We will continue lebrende gravadaye as a goria and a balaka, as a leto recamanje, as a grompota kadisa. Holy Spirit, thank you for this time. Thank you for this time this morning. Thank you for what you have accomplished. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for what you've accomplished. Yes, in and through us this morning. Through my sisters, through my brothers, through the brethren, through this body this morning. Oh, thank you for divine accomplishment. Thank you for things that are set in motion. Thank you for things that are set in place. Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. We are plugged in. Plugged in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We have any? You got something? Anybody has anything?
It was the month of Nisan in the 20th year of Artaxerxes the king, and the hour of serving wine, I brought it in and gave it to the king. I had never been hand dog in his presence before, so he asked me, "Why the long face? You're not sick, are you? Or are you depressed?" That made me all the more agitated. I said, "Long live the king, and why shouldn't I be depressed when the city where all my family is buried is in ruins, and the city gates have been reduced to cinders." The king then asked me, "So what do you want?" He asked me, "What do you want?" Praying under my breath to God of heaven, I said, "If it pleases the king, and if the king thinks well of me, send me to Judah. Send me to Judah, to the city where my family is buried, so that I can rebuild it." The king with the queen sitting alongside him said, "How long will your work take? And when would you expect to return?" There's a plan. I gave him a time, and the king gave his approval to send me. Then I said, "If it pleases the king, provide me with letters to the governors across the Euphrates that authorize my travel through Judah, and also an order to Asaph, keeper of the king's forest, to supply me with timber for the beams of the temple forest, the wall of the city, and the house where I'll be living. The generous hand of my God was with me in this, and the king gave them to me. When I met the governors across the river, the Euphrates, I showed them the king's letter. The king even sent along a cavalry to escort. When Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite official heard about this, they were very angry that anyone would come to look after the interests of the people of Israel. And so I arrived in Jerusalem. After I had been there 3 days, I got up in the middle of the night, and a few men who were with me. I hadn't told anyone what my God had put in my heart to do for Jerusalem. The only animal with us was the one I was riding. Under the cover of night, I went past the valley gate toward the dragon's fountain, to the dung gate, looking over the walls of Jerusalem, which had been broken through and whose gates had been burned up. I crossed to the fountain gate and headed to the king's pool, but there wasn't enough room for the donkey I was riding to get through. So I went up the valley in the dark, continuing my inspection of the wall. I came back through the valley gate. The local officials had no idea where I'd gone or what I was doing. I hadn't breathed a word to the Jews, the priests, the nobles, the local officials, or anyone else who would be working on the job. Then I gave them my report. "Face it, it's bad here. Jerusalem is a wreck. Its gates are burned up. Come, let's build the wall of Jerusalem and not live with this disgrace any longer." I told them how God was supporting me and how the king was backing me up. They said, we're with you. Let's get started. They rolled up their sleeves, ready for the good work. When Sanballat, the Horonite, and Tobiah, the Amorite official, and Geshem, the Arab, heard about it, they laughed at us, mocking, ha, what do you think you're doing? Do you think you can cross the king? I shot back. The God of heaven will make sure we succeed. We're his servants, and we're going to work rebuilding. You can keep your nose out of it. You get no say in this. Jerusalem's none of your business.
Is that the message?
That's the message.
And it's Nehemiah 1, right?
I mean, two. The rebuilding. The wasteland. The
Amen.
Rebuilding.
Amen. 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 It was done before, it will be done again.
Amen.
Amen. So thank you guys for coming. Thank you for all the supply you bring. We appreciate you. Miss Iva appreciates you guys very much. And do you have any announcement of people that want to watch the minister's conference?
They should have gotten.